Welcome back.
Woo! Yeah. You all look great. It's good to see you back this morning. Are you ready to sing? Good, because we've been here all night long. I'm just kidding. Okay, stand up. Let's sing. Are you ready to snap? See if you can snap. Here we go. Teach you is it might be new to some, so I have complete faith in you, so let's just.
But if your leaders are in high school, they know this song, so they should be singing extra loud, right, leaders? Yeah!
Okay, all my ways
so
are
listen
known to,
that.
To you.
Times of loss and loss.
good job. I knew you could do it. All right, are you ready to be like Jesus? Yeah, let's do it.
Huge round of applause because they are amazing. Good job, guys. Thank you so, so much. Welcome, agents in training, to day number 3 of the International Spy Academy. You guys enjoying your training? Okay. Sounds like you are enjoying your training. We are 1-1 in our big contest, divided room contest. Who do you think's going to win today? Well, let's find out. Okay, this section, it is your turn. Remember the rules on a count of 3. How excited are you to be here? And then end on time. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Ooh, that was pretty good. There was one straggler over here. I think you guys might be able to take it down. 1, 2, 3. Oh, I think there was some trickery over here to sabotage. You guys take the win. Good job. Because cheaters never prosper here at the International Spy Academy. Well, I've got to say, my name is Seymour Truth, and I am the director here at the International Spy Academy. And I've got to tell you, boys and girls, that this might be the best group of trainees that we have had here in quite some time. You guys are doing a great job. In fact, I would say that you are well on your way to becoming bona fide members of Truth Force. Members of Truth Force and agents for the one true God. Now, as we have learned, agents of the one true God understand through Scripture that there is but one God of the Bible, and He is amazing. He is awesome, and He sent His Son to die for us. And we are going to learn more about the one true God and His awesome might and power that He's all-knowing, as we sung in our song. We're going to learn all about that today, and you need to be paying attention, okay? Because this is vitally important that you understand who the one true God truly is as we examine his word. Now, we are uncovering counterfeits. We are finding fingerprints. Today, we'll be cracking codes. And there's another group of spies. I wonder what Agent 27 and 29 are up to. I wonder if those devious guys from Chaos are up to no good. What do you think? Should we find out?
Yeah!
I think we should. Let's find out.
The secret agency of Niceness has lost a valuable supercomputer disguised as a suitcase. The only clues they have are the contents of a suitcase belonging to an unidentified person, Mr. X. Unfortunately, Chaos agents Heinrich and Werner have managed to procure a fingerprint belonging to Mr. X. Who will be able to identify Mr. X first?
Well then, Werner, thanks in no small part to your brute strength and my brains, we are one step closer to identifying Mr. X and locating the whereabouts of the supercomputer control so foolishly lost.
Yippee!
Werner! This is Chaos. Okay? We don't just whoopee here.
Sorry, Heinrich.
Now, it is time to call Chaos's headquarters and ask their assistance in identifying Mr. X's unique fingerprint stored on this control-issued fortune cookie fingerprint scanner.
Chaos Headquarters, this is Tatiana speaking. How may I direct your call?
This is Heinrich. I would like to talk to Chaos's fingerprint identification services.
Please hold.
Hold? But this is of top importance. Time is of the essence.
I still don't get it, 39. How are we going to use this suitcase of clothes to identify Mr. X?
Easy, Zach. It's like cracking a code. All we have to do is look at the contents of this suitcase. We want to try to create a profile for Mr. X. We need to figure out all of his attributes. How old he is, what kind of job he has. Then we can see if any of the guests in the Hotel Royale fit our description.
That's gonna take a lot of time, 39. Are you sure we'll be able to create a profile of Mr. X, locate his hotel room, and intercept the supercomputer before Chaos does?
Of course, Zach, but we have to hurry. For all we know, Heinrich and Werner could have already identified Mr. X's fingerprint.
Please stay on the line. Your call is very important to Chaos. Your call will be answered in the order in which it was received. Please stay on the line.
All right, Zach. We've looked at everything in this suitcase. What can you figure out?
There seem to be a couple of aprons in here.
Right. What kind of people wear aprons?
Lots of people, 39. Artists, florists, sculptors, baristas.
Good job, Zach. Let's see if there's anything else. Oh, what kind of people wear hats like these?
Quick, 39, put the hat on my head. What do I look like?
A cook!
Excellent, 39. What next?
Zach, look, flour.
Aha! Mr. X must be a baker.
A baker, of course! Oh, but Zach, there's one more clue in here that we mustn't overlook.
What's that, 39?
Our Mr. X is actually a miss. Oh, Zach, do you smell that?
I sure do, 39. If my nose doesn't deceive me, that is the luscious smell of chocolate chip cookies. Our baker.
Miss X.
Let's follow our noses, 39.
I have been waiting for hours. I need help retrieving a unique fingerprint stored on a fortune cookie fingerprint scanner.
I understand. Have you tried opening it?
Nine.
Okay, then. I would like you to open the fortune cookie.
Okay. What next?
Without
the
fortune.
Yes, what next?
Eat the cookie.
Good grief, I don't have time for this nonsense.
Eat the cookie.
Fine. Now what should I do?
Read the fortune.
You should consider a change of career. Now, what is that supposed to mean?
Nelson, at the bottom of the fortune, there should be some numbers.
The lottery numbers? I don't play the lottery.
I do! But I never win.
Let me see here. 13, 9, 19, 19, 24, 25, 12, 1, 6, 15, 5, 14. I don't see what these numbers have to do with anything.
It is a coded message.
A coded message?
A secret way of writing. Each number represents a different letter of the alphabet. Once you have cracked the code, by figuring out which number represents which letter, you will discover the of the person the fingerprint scanner identified.
Thank you. Werner, we must go find some paper and a pencil. We have a code to crack.
Whoopee!
While I have you on the line, I need you to complete a quick survey. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, how would you rate your service today?
Will Agents 39 and 27 be able to locate Miss X before Heinrich and Werner do? How do you bake cookies in a hotel room? Find out on tomorrow's episode, X Marks the Spot.
All right. Interesting. Very good. So they are researching different attributes about Miss X to find out more about her so that they can find her. Wow, that's interesting. Keep that in mind as you crack some codes today in the Knowledge Vault, okay? Now, a couple of quick briefing things that were just given to me by my assistant related to you super agents. A couple of important things, okay? So any money that has been collected for our amazing VBS missionaries must go on the back counter there of the AV. And then also, super agents, those of you who are here assisting and giving instruction to our agents in training, there are nominations for our VBS awards that are in your snack room, your break room, okay? So please get those, fill them out, so that we can have all of the nominations that we need for those who are excelling, particularly in our training this year. Okay, and with that, I'm going to pray for us, and we have another amazing song from our VBS band to get to. So why don't you pray, and then we will begin our next assignment. Lord God, it is an honor to be here, to learn more about you, to be able to open your word. What I pray for today, that it would go well, that these young boys and girls here that are here to learn more about you, Lord, that you would give them ears to hear the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, stand up.
Director Seymour Truth, would you stay up here, please, for a second?
Dun, dun, dun.
Agents, I spy with my little eye a birthday person today.
What?
Director Seymour Truth's birthday is today. So I think we can fit in one more special song, and I think you know it. You do whatever motions you want to do. All right? Are we ready? Do you know the song? It begins with happy and ends with birthday. Okay, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Woo! Happy birthday to you. Woo! Happy birthday, Director Seymour Truth. Happy birthday to you.
You wish him a happy birthday all day long. All right, let's sing some. Let's get our run on. Ready? That's right, and I want to hear you now.
Yes,
yes,
I am running.
Oh, you forgot that part.
Won't be long till I am.
Let me hear you.
Yes,
there you are.
Bienvenidos
Woo!
Todos otra vez a VBS. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you know
perdón,
Spanish.
Un momento.
Uno momento.
Sorry, I had my microphone on Spanish mode.
Oh, man, sorry. Spanish mode. Well, where is everybody? What'd you do with these agents? Are they still out on the prowl? I don't know. Well, y'all are here, so let's stand up and sing together. You will sing together. Here we go. Is our hero. Let's sing it.
Every knee should bow, every knee should
seat.
That's right. Excellent singing. Love that song. You guys did an amazing job singing it. Welcome back to headquarters, all of you agents in training. Thank you very much for that. Well, did you guys enjoy your training today to be agents of Truth Force? Very good. Well, it is 1-1 in our girls versus boys contest. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have our third iteration of this. This is our third day. All right, girls, you're going to go first today. Remember the rules. Stop when you see the sign. Okay, girls, 1, 2, 3. Oh, wow, very good. You girls follow directions. I like that. All right. Boys, 1, 2, 3. Wow, that was pretty close, but the boys are the winners. Very good. Kind of surprising, little bit surprising. Very fun. We'll do it again tomorrow. Now, today you had an amazing mission, okay? Today's mission is you had to crack codes, didn't you? Did you guys do any code cracking? No? Yes, you did. You had to research the great I am. Had to research the great I am, and in doing so, you began to answer a very vital question for those of us who are in Truth Force. And that is, what is the one true God like? And so what did you do? Where did you go to find out what the one true God is like? The Bible. That's exactly right. We research and examine the evidence in the Bible to find out about the one true God, don't we? Because the Bible is... The Bible is... True! That's right. The Bible is true, and everything that we need to know about who God is, what he's done, and how we are to respond to him is found in his Bible, in the Word of God. And as you began to dig into the evidence and crack codes today, you found that God is all powerful. He has all the power. There is nothing that God cannot do. You found out that he is unchanging. Do we change? That's right. Sometimes you begin to get old, and then you know what happens? Your hair falls out. It happens. We change, but does God ever change? No, he does not. God never changes. He is also omnipresent. Is there anywhere that you can go where you're not, where God is not there? No, God is everywhere. You can never hide from him. He is also holy. That means that he is perfect in every way. Everything God does is good and right because he is holy and he is without sin. Very important point about God. He is without sin. And that is a big contrast to us. God is sinless. He has not sinned. He cannot sin, but we are sinners, aren't we? We break God's law every day. And that separates us from God. Even those small sins that you think nobody sees, or those sinful thoughts that you think that no one else knows, who knows? God does, because God is what? He is all-knowing. He knows everything. And the more that you dig into the evidence, the more you read your Bibles, the more you listen in the knowledge vault, the more you listen to your pastor as he preaches God's word, the more you know about the one true God, and the more you know about him, the greater he is, and the more love that you're going to have for him. So open your Bible and read it. Listen when it's taught, because that is how we get to know God better. And the more you know him, the more and more and more you're going to love him. And even though we are sinners and are not holy, God, in his love, sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us. We're going to learn a little bit more about that tomorrow as we learn more and more about God's love for us. He is all-knowing and omnipotent and perfect, just like we just sang. And he's also loving, and he sent Jesus to die for us. We can't save ourselves. We can't take away our sin by ourselves. But if you put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ, God will remove your sins, give you Christ's perfect righteousness, and you can be with him forever in heaven. Okay, now our cipher for today looked like this, and I'm going to need a little help. This one is a bit of a head scratcher, okay? Bit of a head scratcher. We have an I and an M. I am. Is that it? I am. Hold on. Maybe you're right. Let's see what the computer machine says. I am. Our God is the great I am. He is perfect in every way. And that is our memory verse today, isn't it? Memory verse is Exodus 3, 14. And God said to Moses, what? I am who I am. I am unchanging. I am perfect. I am all-knowing. God never changes, although we do. No beginning, no end. And so if we are gathering all of the evidence about the one true God, we know that there is only one God. He is unique in that he is three in one, and he is, don't have a better word for it, awesome. Awesome, awesome. He is the only thing that is truly awesome because there is no one like him. And we here in Texas need to know all about that. You, as agents in training, need to be learning about that. And there are other agents in training in where? Monterrey, Mexico, or as we like to say, Monterrey, Mexico. And that is where our missionaries, the Izquierdos, are serving. So why don't we give them a big round of applause as they are going to come and tell us more about their ministry.
Hola, amigos. Good. Dios te bendiga. Good job. Today we have a new challenge. We are going to know how to say in Spanish a verse that our teacher birds, yeah? You say, I am the Lord, do you know? I am the Lord, and there is no other. So in Spanish, we will say, yo soy el Señor, y no hay otro. Isaiah 45, 5. Okay, again. Yo soy el Señor, y no hay otro. Now in Spanish, the Bible says Isaías. Good. Good job. Okay.
Wow. You guys did a great job. You sound like native, like Spanish speakers. For a moment, I thought we were in a VBS in Monterrey, but I don't see nobody wearing sombreros like mine. But guess what? Even though you saw it, you watch this in cartoons or some shows, people in Monterrey actually don't wear this kind of sombreros all day. And we don't come to church with sombreros like this. You probably already saw some pictures there. But they are, yeah, sort of traditional. They sometimes wear them for parties, I guess, parades and stuff like that, just like in any other country. But do you like my sombrero, by the way? Yeah, yeah, thank you. I'm making a great, it's hard for me to be wearing this. I feel funny because, yeah, I don't wear them. But sometimes people ask, why Monterrey? Why are you serving in Monterrey? Why are you there with your family? And that's a good question. And, you know, one wrong answer is obviously so I could wear sombreros like this. And another wrong answer is for delicious tacos like the ones we are looking at right now on the screen. Do you guys like tacos? Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. That's great. That's amazing. Yeah. And actually, by the way, I was with some girls earlier in the crafts, and they were talking to me about how their moms cook tacos also for them. So I can see that tacos are popular. But that's not the main reason we're in Monterrey, right? That's not. And guacamole, some people don't like it. Some people do. But I love it, actually. My son doesn't like it that much. But wait. What is this? Traffic, exactly. Yeah, traffic is not one of the reasons why we are in Monterrey. Traffic gets pretty bad. And as you can see also, there's a metro going up there. It's like a subway, but instead of going under the ground, it goes like this. And that's obviously not the reason why we're there. I have another picture for you. Oh, what is this? Yes, this is not Monterrey. This is Cancun. And Cancun is in Mexico, yes, and I know some of you have been there. But Monterey doesn't look like this. We don't have beautiful sand and you know, water like this. But there is one reality in Monterey. There is one big problem that is all over the city. And this is a hand holding some pesos. In Mexico, the currency is pesos. And what I mean by this is that biggest problem is this idol in the heart, this enemy that is the love for money and always wanting more and more and more. We're never satisfied. We want the next toy. Remember what I was telling you yesterday? And we grow up and the toy just gets bigger and more expensive. And we want it. When we get something, we want more and more and more. We're never satisfied. And this is one of the main reasons we are there, because there is a need for people to hear that no matter how much money you can have in your bank accounts, that will never satisfy your heart. There's something more precious and valuable, and that is the teaching of God's word. You know, earlier today you were learning about the importance of decoding or cracking that code, finding out who God is. The all omnipotent, the all powerful, the mighty, the holy God. And it is through the Bible, through the teaching of God's word, that we are truly free from the love of money, from the love of all the different idols that this world can offer. And this is the reason why we're there. And this is the main reason. I know this is the heart of many of your teachers in this VVS, in this church. Of all of them, I'm sure. This is the passion that drives the elders, the pastors in your church, to let you know that God's word can truly set you free and help you become these agents for truth, so that you can tell others how much our Heavenly Father loves us and provides the path through Jesus to be and enjoy a relationship with Him forever. As you can see in the picture, nobody's wearing a sombrero, right? And this is another picture of the church. This is the class from for children 9 through 11. And you see the professor there, and he's not wearing a sombrero either. And the children are not, but they are having their Bibles, a chair, because that is the main objective. What drives us every morning, what leads our efforts as elders in the church, as families in the church, to learn more about God's word and to serve others, not just grown-ups, but also children, every Sunday, every Wednesday night, every opportunity we have. And this is what we wanted to share with you this morning. Yeah, a little bit about the sombrero and a picture of Cancun so that you can imagine yourself, picture yourself in the beach, enjoying some vacation, but also, and most importantly, to remind you how important it is that the Bible is being taught, preached, because that is the only way that people can truly be free from their sins. Okay? We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You want to fix the bread?
Yes. Definitely. Okay. Sometimes as a spy, you have to go in disguise. Okay? So, are you guys at all interested in seeing how much money we raised for this ministry? Okay, well, as you know, they have a great mission there to train the next generation of Truth Force in Monterey, Mexico. And what we're doing, by God's grace, as God is using us to hopefully bring funds that they can take back and help train the next generation of agents for the one true God. And so, are you interested in finding out who won today?
Yeah.
All right, let's time for the big dot race. On your marks, get set, go. Oh boy, a dastardly deed was done. Oh, it's a violent race. Wow. Got a yellow color. This might be the most violent race that we've had in all of my years at Truth Force. They come down to the end. Wow. Big round of applause for our dot racers. Okay, third place, drum roll, with $293. Third place is the fifth grade boys. Good job, twice on the board already. Second place, drum roll, fifth grade girls. Excellent. And our first place winner today with a whopping $724 is fourth grade A. Woo! Strategy. Okay. Now, today's total was $2,523 for a grand total of the week of $5,794.63. Amazing. It's happening. And the big question is, how far did the Pink Panther get? We're trying to get from America all the way to Monterrey, Mexico. How far did we get? Let's find out. Let's cheer on the Pink Panther and see how quickly he can get there. Go, 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 go. Okay. Woo. Looks to me like we are almost halfway there. We got to get these Bibles to Monterrey. All right. Excellent work, agents in training today. Make sure that you come back tomorrow. You have uncovered counterfeits. You have found fingerprints. You have cracked codes. And tomorrow we've got more fun for you. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to pray. And then we're going to sing another amazing song from our awesome band. And then you can be dismissed. Let's pray. Lord God, what a blessing to be here. You are an amazing, awesome God. You have created us, Lord, and I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that you have sent your Son to die for us. Lord, I pray that you would soften the hearts of everybody here to hear and receive the good news of Jesus Christ. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Stand up. We got one more song.
All right, let's stand up and sing.
You found a refuge only you.
See y'all tomorrow.
Go home and eat tacos.